Recording. Whoops. All right. We will officially start our meeting for District East IOC. It is May 14th at 5:06 p.m. And let me pull up my agenda. Oh, my screen isn't moving. Hold on. Morgan, would you read the conflict of interest disclosure for us, please?
Sure. Do we have anyone who has to disclose a conflict of interest? If there is, the committee member needs to disclose what?
Okay. We will go to welcome and introductions. I am Susie Hessman. I am the chairperson. Selena.
Hello, everyone. Selena Kataria, committee member.
Beth.
Elizabeth Bird, committee member.
And Danielle.
Danielle LeMaid, committee member.
Danielle, I am sorry.
It's okay.
Morgan, would you go through the rest of our attendees for me, please?
Sure. Wendy, start us off.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. Wendy Herring with Mercy Care Office of Individual and Family Affairs.
Thank you. Larry?
Good evening. Larry Allen with Arizona Department of Administration.
Thank you. Frederica?
Hello, this is Frederica Graham with Access.
Thank you. Barb?
Hi, everyone. I'm Barb Piccone, and I'm with DDD, and I'm here today for Christina. And I'm not sure if Angie attends. If she does, I'm here for her, too.
Thank you. Katrine?
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm Katrine Philippe, PRC Administrator.
Thank you. Trudy?
Hi, all. I'm with DDD, Trudy O'Connor. I'm the QA manager for District East.
Thank you. Joan?
Hi, everybody. I'm Joan McQuaid. I'm with the CARES Administration, and I'm here supporting Michelle and Morgan.
Thank you. Michelle?
Hi, Michelle Rademacher, DDD, Independent Oversight Committee Liaison. We're under the OIFA umbrella that is housed in the CARES Administration with DDD.
That's way too many acronyms there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I am Morgan O'Hara, the counterpart liaison to Michelle under all those umbrellas. And is there anybody that we missed this evening? All right.
Great, thank you. All right, well, we will go to DDD staff updates. Morgan, if you want to be in charge of that as well.
Sure, I wasn't sure if Barb came with an update from Christina or...
You know, I don't have any updates to share. They did not pass any information on, but if there's anything anyone would like to ask or have me pass back to them, I'm happy to do so.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, you are welcome.
Katrine, do you have any updates?
I sure do have a great update. As you all probably know, we have a vacancy in the PRC District East team. We have a vacancy in the chair position. But last week, we were able to complete the interviews. We were able to choose one candidate for the position, and I believe this week it is in the hands of HR, and I think the position will be offered to that person. So I'm hoping that by next week we have great news that the person accepted the position and that we can start hopefully in just a few weeks. And then we will have a complete team again.
That is very good news.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Trudy, do you have any updates?
I don't have a lot of updates. Currently we have in my area, we have one vacancy. We've got a nurse investigator position that's open. I believe a selection has been made and there's a little bit of a delay with onboarding, but that is pending. So we'll be excited to welcome them aboard. And we are very busy with testing the access portal, going through user acceptance testing and working our way through those. We're getting very close. So I'm definitely encouraged by that.
Do they have any idea when that's supposed to roll out?
I don't have an exact date, but I do know that's very, very clearly going to be soon. So okay. I just don't want to tell you a date and then not have it. So I don't have the official.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you. Joan, do you have any updates?
I have a couple of updates. One of our redactors has left her position and moved out of state. So I've already submitted all the paperwork. So we're just waiting for HR to tell us to move forward and we can post the position. But even with that shortage, we're still meeting our 3-day turnaround for getting our incidents out to each of the districts timely. And we've actually been able to get some BTPs redacted as well for the PRC. So the team is working amazingly well, which I wouldn't expect anything less. They're a great team. And then I have one more announcement. effective June 20th, I will be retiring.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. So,
I turned 65 in June, so I waited till I turned 65 to retire. My last day on the books is the 20th, but I decided to take the 19th and the 20th off. I'm going to visit a friend up in Alaska so we can spend the summer solstice. So yeah, we'll have 24 hours of sunshine. And I'm going to get to see whales and icebergs and seabirds, oh my. do some other traveling. Figure I grab all the gusto I can while I can. So
that's awesome. The goal. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been great working with all of the IOC committees. I don't do a lot. Michelle and Morgan have things down so well that I don't normally need to hop in, but I'm usually there to assist when needed. And, you know, whenever something is asked for, you know, I've had people reach out to me directly. And I will miss the fact that I've had a job. Well, it's not a job. I've had a position where I've been able to help people in need. You know, keeping the vulnerable safe. In all my years of working, the last 11 working for DDD has probably been the most fulfilling work I've done. Knowing that, you know, sometimes it can feel like shoveling against the tide, but knowing that my intention is to provide the best services, the best care, the best oversight, whatever it happened to be in whatever role I was in for these people in Arizona that, are vulnerable and need other people to help them out.
It's an important job and much appreciated.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to end with a position that just was so near and dear to my heart. 30 some odd years ago, I went to college to be a special ed teacher and I got waylaid and sidetracked and took me over 20 years to get back on the right road. And that's when I ended up here.
Well, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
That is all of our DDD stuff here this evening.
Thank you, Morgan. Larry, do you have any updates for us?
Good evening. No updates from ADOA. Just a question for you, Susie, regarding the trifold brochures and the business cards that were sent to you. Did you receive the right ones?
I did not.
Okay. Which ones did you receive?
I don't remember. You're going to hate me.
Oh. No, that's okay.
Threw them away because I'm like, oh, they sent me the wrong ones. You know?
No. That's perfectly okay. That's not a problem. I'm going to have a new set issued to you.
Okay.
No problem there. Sorry about the confusion on that. My mailroom department assumed they were all generic cards instead of IOC specific cards. So I apologize about that. So I will get that. I'll have those reissued for you to you next week.
Okay. Thank you.
That is the only thing that really I had for the committee. Are there any questions, concerns, comments that I could take back to ADOA?
This is going to sound dumb. I didn't really understand Dee's email with her questions about, is it okay for the committee to not follow the law? Am I missing something?
No, this went back, I think this happened in February or March, I believe, this is when Zane was wanting to have DDD aligned with the access rules in regards to the Parents for Paid Givers policy that's going to be rolled out. And they wanted to not abide by the statute and align with the access, which eliminates the 30-day policy that the committees received new policies before it goes out to public comment. And that 30-day policy was going to go away just on that specific issue. And that's when Dee voiced her opinion saying that she didn't agree with it. And Zane said, if there was one person that disagreed with it, then we certainly weren't going to go forward with that. And that's kind of where it fell. But okay. She wanted to go into a little bit more detail in regards to if this happened again, which highly, highly unlikely it will ever be approached again. But if it does, we want to set some sort of guidelines or procedures on what to do.
Okay.
Should it happen? So.
Okay, that makes more sense. I wasn't understanding, and I'm just like, okay, she's just asking, should we break the law? And I was like, what's going on?
No. So, okay. Yeah. So I think it was more just an FYI for you guys, just to kind of loop you in on what the answers were.
Okay.
The committee made an official motion, and we had to answer it officially through ADOA
and
the Attorney General's office. So we wanted to just kind of loop all the chairs in on that.
Well, that makes more sense with the context. So now I understand that she wasn't just trying to be a criminal.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it looks like Tanya just joined us. Thank you, Tanya. Let's see. Wendy, do you have any updates for us?
I don't have any specific updates, but happy to take any questions back to Mercy Care.
Does anybody have any questions for Wendy?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Frederica, do you have any updates for us?
Hello, no updates. However, I am also happy to answer any questions or take any back.
Anybody have any questions for Frederica? All right. Morgan, back to you and Michelle.
Yeah, we have a quick little update. to continue on with the data sharing, the committee members received 706 closed and 94 open incident reports into the shared drive for April. ATPC had 12 total, with one open and 11 closed. The committee submitted 31 questions to the quality assurance manager. Then the next DDD IOC statewide meeting chairs meeting has been scheduled for July 23rd at 10 a.m. and any member who would like to attend is welcome. If you're not a chair or vice chair, just let us know so we can get you the link. The next DDD public town hall meeting for members, families, and providers will be held Thursday, June 5th from 6 to 8 p.m., where DDD will present updates and announcements to the public. There's also a Developmental Disabilities Advisory Council has a public forum scheduled for Thursday, May 15th, so tomorrow, from 6 to 7:30. That is all of my updates for this evening.
Thank you. Okay, next on possible action on committee membership. So we had two volunteers, but it seems that neither of them have joined our meeting unless I missed any late comers. I don't think I have. Okay. Then discussion on incident reports and behavior plans. So Sarah's not here to update us on anything on sending out incident reports. Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns on incident reports or behavior plans? Trudy?
Just wanted to give you an update. We actually, the team has been working very furiously trying to make sure that we can take care of all of our older questions that have sort of lagged. So honestly, I am the roadblock at the moment. I've just had a lot of other things going on, but I was working on getting everything transferred over to your sheet. So I expect that you guys will be getting a lot of progress soon. Just didn't want you to think we are not paying attention to those.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then I don't believe that there's anybody here from the public, right? Nobody? And then we don't have any reason to go into executive session. So we're going to have like the shortest meeting on history, record history here. Before I adjourn our meeting, is there anything or anybody that I need to, that we need to address? Okay, folks. Well, we will officially adjourn our meeting. It is 5:25 p.m. Our next meeting is June the 11th at the same time. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Good to see you all.
Thanks for joining us, Barb.
Sure.